Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hani Gottlieb, and today we are studying the fifth Hallelujah, Tehillim, Psalm 150. Are you one of those people who read the last chapter of a book first, expecting to get a snapshot of the plot before reading the full novel? In the same way, wouldn't you expect the last chapter of Tehillim to wrap up the themes of King David's extraordinary work? We would anticipate that the concluding chapter of Tehillim would serve to impart King David's final guidance in the art of praising God. Yet, at first reading, we are left wondering. The recurring word Hallelujah, praise him, calls upon the reader to use different musical instruments, percussion, string, and wind, to praise God. Hallelujah betek shofar, praising with the shofar blasts. Hallelujah benevel v'chinor, praising with the violin and harp. Hallelujah v'tofu machol, praising with the drums and dance. Hallelujah b'minim v'ugav, praising with an organ and a flute. Do these not sound redundant? Why is King David calling us to praise God through musical instruments rather than through words of song? It seems to be an unexpected way to conclude his remarkable book of praise. Rabbi Bloch in Shiurei Dat explains the symbolism imbued in each of the verses of this psalm. Hallelujah kel bekotcho. Our praise starts by emphasizing God's quality of transcendence. And yet, although God is transcendent and we are unable to understand his essence, we are still able to experience and praise the qualities by which he reveals himself to us. Hallelujah birki auzo. Praise Hashem as you experience him in the physical universe through the realm of nature. Hallelujah bigvurotav. Praise him as you experience his strength. This is a reference to the attribute of judgment when Hashem imposes suffering and pain. Hallelujah kerov gudlo. Praise him when you experience his greatness. This refers to God's attribute of chesed, loving kindness, as he bestows blessings of life, health, wealth, success, and fulfillment. By presenting this parallelism, the poet teaches the reader a fundamental message. The obligation to praise God is not limited to the times we experience rov gudlo, to the times when we feel embraced by divine grace and showered with love, when our prayers and wishes are answered and life is full of joy. We are urged just as well to praise God when we experience his gvurot, his attribute of judgment, which inflicts us with pain, darkness, and loss. And who could be more qualified to teach us this message than King David in the finale of his book of Tehillim? One of the striking features of the book of Tehillim is the sharp transitions from chapters expressing joy and gratitude at moments of success and bliss to those bemoaning loss, rejection, and unbearable pain. In fact, this swift change of moods is at times found within the very same chapter. Between these two extreme attributes of Hashem's kindness and strength, King David encourages us to bring our full gamut of human emotions into our praise of God. He does so by calling on an array of musical instruments that each express unique emotion. Hallelujah betek shofar. The sound of the shofar is associated with fear. Hallelujah benevel v'chinor. The sounds of the harp and violin symbolize deeper, more nuanced emotion. Hallelujah betofu machol. The drums express strong outbursts of joy. The unique quality of Tehillim, which gave King David his title of Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, is the harmony of song composed consistently throughout the vicissitudes of his eventful life. When concluding his book of Tehillim, which brings together poems composed through both pain and joy, King David presents the metaphor of an orchestra to capture this essential feature of his lifelong work. The harmonious symphony produced by the sounds of different instruments is incomparable in its beauty to music played solo. If all of our life circumstances find their expression in songs of praise, we arrive at the transcendent conclusion of Kol ha-neshama tehalelka, the soul in its entirety shall praise God. Every chord of our soul is tapped by diverse circumstances to produce the complete harmonious song of a lifelong symphony of praise to God. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Leilui Nishmat Sarah N. Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish and Chaya Chana Eidel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.